The John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum, where Senator Kennedy lies in repose again this morning, occupies a unique place in American life. But it's also become a special place for the Kennedy family, not just in their public presence there, but also in their private life. To talk about its significance, we turn to Peter Mead, longtime friend of Ted Kennedy, the founding head of the new institute named in his honor, the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate. Peter, good morning, and thank you very much for speaking with us again during what we know is a very difficult time.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me ask you about why the library and the museum on Columbia Point were such a special place for the senator. What was the attraction for him there, even before the library itself was built?
Well, first off, the folks in Dorchester wanted the library, and there were some uppity folks in Cambridge who thought it was a bad idea. And I think the embrace from the folks from Dorchester meant so much to the Kennedy family, particularly to Senator Kennedy. The fact that it was on the water and how much the ocean meant to John Kennedy and Ted Kennedy, and I think the whole Kennedy family was part of it. Senator Kennedy played such a significant role in putting the library together and making sure that it was the correct tribute to President Kennedy. And as you mentioned, so many events have taken place there where Senator Kennedy and Carolyn Kennedy have been there and played an important role, not just in the occasions, but in the direction, scope, and mission of the library.
I wonder, Peter, when we think of the center of the Kennedy family, I think we often think of that being the Hyannisport compound. But is the center really now the Kennedy Library, do you think?
Well, I think it's so hard to just create one center. And as you mentioned, the institute named for the senator that will study the Senate will be part of it. But I don't think it has just one locus.
Let me ask you about the institute. What role did the senator hope it will play in public life?
He saw it as an educational tool. He wanted the institute to be able to teach young people in particular, to be an aid to historians and scholars, but to reflect in some ways his career. Hard work, being able to respect other people's ideas, reaching across the aisle on a regular basis to get things done. We will have a summer Senate. Young people, two senators from each state will come. They'll debate issues from long ago, but also an issue of today. This year it might in fact be health care. Hopefully it'll be a teaching tool for teachers, educators around the country, and inspire young people to understand our democracy and have enormous respect for the Senate.
Many of those people you talk about are already lining up again this morning to view the senator's casket as it lies in repose at the Kennedy Library. We've been hearing many people, analysts, members of the public, express concern that the loss of Senator Kennedy is the loss of Massachusetts' strongest, most effective advocate. Are you worried about that?
Well, this is a man who played the field like Willie Mays, hit like Babe Ruth, and pitched like Sandy Koufax, all rolled into one. And yes, I don't think we'll see his like again, as Vice President Biden said the other day. We're not talking about someone who did a very good job. We're talking about a man whose performance was extraordinary.
And what's ahead? State House leaders are considering a bill to appoint a temporary replacement. That might not happen, though. To what extent are you concerned about the political situation going forward?
Well, I think it's hard through this weekend for those of us who have lost an incredible political leader and a dear friend to be thinking about what happens with politics.
Peter Mead, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. We very much appreciate it, and have a good next couple of days if you can. Peter Mead, founding president and CEO of the newly created institute named for Senator Edward Kennedy. Our continuing coverage continues this afternoon on WBUR and on the web at WBUR.org with Radio Boston at 1 o'clock. You can also speak with host David Boeri in a live web chat. He'll be joined by the Boston Globe's political editor Scott Hillman. And tonight on WBUR at 7, the memorial service at the Kennedy Library.